great service this morning.
Amen.
Wasn't it a great service?
Yes, it was.
Amen. You know, Pastor Benham tried to let us go home, but it wasn't finished. Remember that?
Amen.
My God, some young people came up, and my Lord, God is faithful. God is good. Let's be encouraged tonight. Now, tonight I've got some food for thought. First, just throw it off with. And food for thought. A little boy was helping his father move some books out of an attic into more spacious quarters downstairs. It was impossible for this little boy that he was helping. It was important that this little boy was helping his dad, even though he was probably getting in the way and slowing things down more than he was actually assisting. But that boy had a wise and patient father who knew it was more important to work at a task with this young son than it was to move a pile of books efficiently. Among this man's books, however, were some large study books, and it was a chore for the boy to get them down the stairs. As a matter of fact, on one particular load, the boy dropped his pile of books several times. Finally, he sat down on the stairs and wept in frustration. He wasn't doing any good at all. He wasn't strong enough to carry the big books down a narrow stairway. It hurt him to think he couldn't do this for his daddy. Without a word, the father picked up the dropped load of books, put them into the boy's arms, and scooped up both the boy and the books into his arms and carried them down the stairs. And so they continued for load after load, both enjoying each other's company very much. The boy carrying the books and the dad carrying the boy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's the way it is with us. That's the way God carry us, isn't it? Amen. He carry us. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. One touch from the master's hand. It changes everything, doesn't it?
Amen.
It really does. Just one touch.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we need that touch tonight, don't we?
Amen.
To receive one this morning, we need another one tonight. Glad to see Brother Willie and his wife here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Was missed this morning. All right, tonight, we're going to go into the book of Luke, chapter 5, and we're just going to look at some verses in Luke chapter 5. Begin at verse 1, talking about our master, talking about our Savior, because he's great, isn't he? And he's greatly to be praised.
Amen.
As Pastor Benjamin said this morning, we need the Lord, and we need each other. Isn't that right?
Yes.
We need the Lord and we need each other. Sister Pauline used to sing that song, "People Need the Lord." Yes. People need the, don't they? People need the Lord. We need the Lord. And we acknowledge that we need him because we love him. He's our Savior, isn't he?
Amen.
He's our Master. Glory be to God. Thank God. Let's pray. God, thank you for the word of God. For thy word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. We magnify your name tonight. We praise you. We look up to you. We stand up on your word. For your word is forever settled in heaven. Move by thy spirit tonight, Lord. Just have your way, Lord. Speak to us by thy spirit through the word of God. And help us to accept your word and obey it in Jesus' name. For the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 5. Begin at verse 1. We're going to just take some verses here and just look at them tonight with the help of the Lord. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and was washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon Peter's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. See, Jesus taught the people, didn't he? He came to seek and to save the lost. And he taught the people about God. Taught the people how to be saved. He chose 12 disciples whom he made apostles. And they followed him. They obeyed him. He trained them. He loved them. He taught them. And after he finished teaching them and all, he went back to heaven. But he did a good job teaching them, because they had a great job ahead of them. Oh, now listen at this now. Verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon. See, Jesus, he knew their frustration. He knew that they had been fishing. He knew that they hadn't caught nothing. He knew how many fish they had, didn't he? Listen what he said to Simon. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. But see, normally people didn't fish in deep water, did they? They said people don't, you know, don't. They said you don't fish. Well, they go deep sea fishing, though, don't they? But again, I think that's a different kind of fishing, because when they go deep sea fishing today, they have them rods and reels, don't they? Don't they? I mean, I've never been, but I've seen. Yeah, I've been to Key West, you know, and I saw them, you know, coming in, you know, and all. After they go deep sea fishing, but here. Simon Peter and the apostles, they fished with nets. So they went out so far, but here Jesus telling them what to do. Launch out into the deep. And do what? Let down your nets for a drought, for a catch. Let down your nets. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. We fished all night, Lord, and we didn't catch a fish. We fished all night and haven't taken one fish. But listen to what Simon said. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Why? Why would he let down the net? Because Jesus told him to. Because he knew Jesus was the answer. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. To every problem. I mean, we have problems. We live in an age where people have a lot of problems today. Isn't that right? Amen. I was going to say, especially our saved folks. Amen. And the saints have a lot of problems, don't we? We have a lot of frustration. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So if we stand true to the Lord, and we need to pray every day, saints. Isn't that right? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God wants us to seek his face diligently. Trust him. Pray, when we pray, he wants us to believe. Isn't that right? I mean, no use to praying if you don't believe. Isn't that right? That's just wasting time. But when we pray, God wants us to believe him. Believe he's going to do what we ask him to do. God is faithful, saints. He's a true God. He told Peter, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a drought. Peter said, now we've fished all night, toiled all night, and haven't taken nothing. And if you fish all night and don't catch a fish, I mean, I think you sort of be upset. I would be. I don't like fishing no way. I know. Some people love it. Your daddy love it, doesn't it? What about you? Well, you do too, all right. Some people love it, some people don't. I you know what? Huh? Oh, but y'all don't just catch much. But hallelujah. The reason I don't like it, because I've been went fishing several times, didn't want to catch nothing. I said, no, this is not for me. You know, Yeah, you better believe it. And I've got a friend that's got a boat. He tried his best to get me to go out. I never did go out fishing with him. Did ride a little bit around in a little circle-like. But no, that's just too much water out there for me. It is. I can't swim. But I'm going to learn. I'm still going to learn how. Well, I'm trying to get that thing set up. for our kid. I haven't got it set up yet. No, to learn how to swim. I don't know about that. God is good. Hallelujah. So they had fished all night and didn't catch a fish. I mean, no doubt that's very frustrating. Because those nets are heavy, aren't they? And they put the nets out there, pull them in. Boy, I know Simon Peter was furious, angry, upset. Said, "Master, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word."
Yes, amen.
"Because you said so." Because he knew what Jesus said. He knew when Jesus said a thing, it was good. He could depend upon it. You know, some people talk, do a lot of talking, don't mean a thing. But they know when Jesus spoke,
amen,
he knew what he was talking about. He didn't play. Hallelujah. At that word, we'll let down the net. And listen at this now. Verse 6. "And when they had this done, they enclosed." In other words, they caught multitude of fishes and their nets break. Caught so many fish, the nets broke. Isn't that something? My. Caught a big load of fish. Their nets broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were on the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships so that they began to sink. What a miracle. What a God. But see, we got to realize the same Jesus that did that is the same one that's in us.
Yes.
Isn't that right? That's what we got to realize. When we look at these miracles there, we know he's still working miracles. Isn't that right? He's still Jesus. He still loves us. And we need to be faithful to him. We need to stand on the word of God and believe it.
Yes.
To stand on it is to obey it, isn't it? Obey what it said. And the word of God came forth this morning. God is true. God is a great God.
Amen.
We have a great God today, tonight. A great God. One that it will deliver you.
Amen.
You say, "Well, you don't know my situation." Well, he know it.
Amen.
Doesn't it? And he's able to take care of it.
Amen.
If we'll let him.
Amen.
See, because sometimes we'll pray a prayer, but we don't want to wait on God so many times. We'll pray something. Say, "Lord, I want you to fix this over here for me." And if God don't do it in a couple of days, we say, "Well, I'll fix it myself." Isn't that right? And we'll try to and make a mess. So, "Oh, God, come get me out of this mess." Isn't that right? Because God's not going to bless us in our mess. He'll help us. He'll strengthen us and protect us and deliver us. You know why? He know we are but dust. Isn't that right? He knows we're sincere and honest, but we don't want to wait on him a lot of time. So, "Lord, I needed this yesterday, Lord, and I still don't have it."
Yes.
That's where we feel a lot of time, isn't it?
Amen.
But God knows. He knows when we need it.
Yes.
He knows when to bring it. Lots of times, if God would bring something we asked for, but we would be in such a mess, we wouldn't know our head from a hole in the ground.
Amen?
Amen? If God did that. So we need to trust him, saints.
Yes.
Simon Peter and the fishermen caught so many fish until the boat began to sink. Isn't that something? And listen what Simon Peter did after he saw the miracle. He knew that he wasn't dealing with just an ordinary man. Isn't that right? Jesus is not an ordinary man. Hallelujah. And he knew this. Hallelujah. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Isn't that something? "Lord, leave. Lord, I'm not worthy to be in your presence," what he's saying. "I'm not worthy to be in your presence, Lord. I'm so," what I want to say here, "I'm so fleshly, carnal. I'm so carnal, Lord God, and you're so spiritual. I'm not worthy to be in your presence." But see, the Lord is merciful too, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Because he know our hearts. Hallelujah. He's faithful and true to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And saints of God, the word of God that's coming forth here in the services, God is calling us.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
To go up. to draw nigh to him, to run to him, to trust him, to obey him. Isn't that right? That's what God is calling for. And he don't want us standing still, just sitting around, fumbling around, messing around. But he wants us to follow him closely, not at a distance. Isn't that right? Some people follow the Lord so far, they can barely see the Lord. Some of them be like hanging on by a thread. You know, Jesus way up there and they hang, like hanging on by a thread. Hallelujah. But that's not what God wants, is it? God wants us to walk close to him. He wants us to walk close. Hallelujah. Like the Apostle Paul. Paul talked about walking close to God, being close to the Lord. And that's what God's calling for. The Bible said in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Jesus will do what he said in the right. He's going to perform. He's going to complete that work. Just be faithful. Be true to him. Don't let go. Don't turn back. But follow on to know the Lord. Follow closely. Be obedient to him. He said, the word of God said, but if you continue in my word, what? Then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Amen. We have truth tonight.
Yes.
Don't we? But God wants us to obey it.
Amen.
Truth failing. That's when people don't obey it. But Amen. Thank God we have the word of God.
Amen.
We have the word of God. And we want to please God. Simon Peter said, depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man. And many times, no doubt, we feel that way. Don't we? I mean, God bless us, and we feel so unworthy many times. But we are unworthy. None of us are worthy of God's salvation, of God's blessings, really. You know what Jesus said? So after the grace of God. Isn't that right? See, in the Hebrew, grace. It's two words. They use two words. To bend or to stoop. In other words, grace is condescending favor. Amen? God came down to bless us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Condescending favor. It's what Hebrew, that's where they interpret grace, the grace of God that bringeth salvation, hath appeared unto who? All men. All men. Nobody have an excuse.
That's right.
Saints of God, I'm telling you, God is coming soon, and nobody going to have an excuse. They're not going to be able to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, this, no excuse. Either you're saved or unsaved.
That's right.
Isn't that right? And God's calling. God's calling, and I really want to see our families are coming in.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Even this morning, some came up and got prayer, didn't they? My God, God is bringing them in, and don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if your family, two of your, three of your members of the family say, I want to go to church with you. Don't be surprised. Isn't that right?
Amen.
See, when we pray, God wants us to believe he's going to
yes.
do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we do the thunder. So let's just rejoice. Let's rejoice ahead of time.
Amen.
And this week, let's be praying. Let's continue to pray for our families. And not only for our families, but for this neighborhood.
Amen.
You know, we went out into the neighborhood and we passed out some flyers. We passed out little pamphlets. Inviting the people to come. Let's be ready when they get here.
Yes.
And thank God for Brother John this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's fellowshipping with us here. See, God knows who to add, doesn't he?
Amen.
God, the Bible said God added to the church daily such as should be saved. He knows who to add. He knows when to add. So let's be true and faithful to it. Simon said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Amen. I would have said the same thing. I might have started running. You know what I mean? Because seeing that he's so holy and I'm so carnal. Hallelujah. Now listen at verse 9. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Listen at this now. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, listen at this now. Jesus, hallelujah. After they see, the Lord doesn't do anything just to be doing it, right? He does things for a reason.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he have every situation under control.
Amen.
Nothing take God by surprise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen what it says here. Listen to what Jesus said. Fear not. From henceforth, from now on, thou shalt catch men. You're not only going to catch fish, Peter, you're going to catch men. Hallelujah. And when they had, listen to this, y'all. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. That's what we got to do. We got to forsake all and follow Jesus. And it came to pass, when they were in a city, in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell at his feet and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. A man full of leprosy. And he put forth his hand and touched him. And Jesus touched the leper. Isn't that right? Could no disease cling to Jesus? He touched the leprosy. I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was departed from him. And he charged, listen to this now. After Jesus healed the leper man, listen to what Jesus did. And he charged him to tell no man. Just got healed the leprosy now. So don't tell nobody about this. Tell no man, but go and show thyself first to the priest. Now see that they had to do something. And offer thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. He had to do that first. Then, after he did that, you know, that even noise that abroad, he was probably hollering so loud they could hear from one end of the street to the other. I mean, what do you think? I mean, you got a disease that's eating you up. Leprosy, they didn't have no cure for leprosy back there. I mean, the hands would fall off, fingers fall off, feet fall off. A disease. Hallelujah. But Jesus is the conqueror. Isn't that right? He's the conqueror. Touched his hand. This lady just touched him. Said, I will be thy clean. And the leprosy departed just like that. A miracle. Well, have Jesus changed?
No.
Have he changed?
No.
Can he still do the same thing?
Amen.
Is he still working miracles like
yes.
that? Yes, he is. But he wants us to trust him and obey him. He wants us to believe him. He wants us to listen. If you want to be his disciple, what he said, let him first deny himself.
Amen.
Got to first deny yourself. And do what? Take up your cross and follow him. Amen. And to take up your cross and follow him, it's not an easy road. Is it? No, it's not. Amen. And what I'm saying is that Jesus is the deliverer and the keeper and all, but we got a life to live each day. Isn't that right? We got trials and tests. You want to grow up? Trials and tests. Hallelujah. Temptations. Snares. And a man's foe shall be what? His own household. So you're going to be tried and tested, especially in your own house. Isn't that right? You better believe it. And see, Jesus' brothers, they didn't believe in him at first. You know that? I mean, they really didn't believe in him. Now, this is my brother here now, and he's doing all these things. I just can't believe it. Could look, see what's done. I just can't believe it. That's the way they were feeling, you know. But then they came around as Jesus began to continue to do the will of his Father. They came around. They believed him. They knew that he was the Son of God. They knew that he came down from heaven. Didn't he? Amen. The Bible says he came from God and went to God, didn't it? And hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came from God and went to God. And he did the work, the will of his Father. The word of God said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. So we got, listen, you don't have to worry about whether you got room in heaven or not. Plenty of room.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Plenty of room. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not wherever you go. How can we know the way? In other words, Lord, you've been there with us all this time, and you're getting ready to leave us. We don't know where you're going. Where in the world are you going? How can we know? We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? But Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Hallelujah.
I'm the way.
Yes.
Follow me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he's the only way. Isn't that right?
Amen.
He is the only way. Thank God.
Yes.
Glory be to God. He's faithful and holy and true and just and righteous. Hallelujah. Altogether, he's righteous. He cannot fail. Hallelujah. He cannot fail. Let me get the right glasses here. Hallelujah. And what does it say here? What verse? Is it verse 14? No, verse 15. What verse? 15, right?
Yeah, 15.
But so much more went there a fame abroad of him. And great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Listen to this now. And when they came to be healed, and he withdrew himself. See, Jesus had to take some time off, didn't he?
Yes.
I mean, he couldn't just be out there all the time. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. See, if you check, Jesus did a lot of praying.
Amen.
But his prayers was long in private and short in public. Isn't that right? If you look at Jesus when he prayed in public, we didn't see why he prayed a lot of long prayers, did not at all. Even in John 17, that prayer wasn't a real long prayer. And in Matthew chapter 6, it wasn't a real long prayer. Hallelujah. The disciples' prayer. Hallelujah. But his prayers, remember when he got ready to appoint the 12, the apostles? He prayed all night. Isn't that right? See, because he knew a major decision had to be made. And he talked to his Father. He went before the Father. And hallelujah. Before he appointed the 12. Hallelujah. And he appointed those 12. Simon, first time, who's called Peter. Let's see, Matthew chapter 10. I think that's where he appointed those. Let's look at that. But he prayed all night first. I think it's Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 1, where he appointed the 12. I think that's what I want. Amen. Listen at this now. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these. The first Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Libius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, you know, he gave them commission to go out, didn't he? Go not into the way of the Gentiles. See, when he first sent them out, he said, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into the city of Samaritan, enter ye not. Listen to what he said now. But go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That was Jesus' chosen people. Go to the Jewish people. Go to them. Preach to them. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? Preach to them. He came unto his own received him not. Now Cornelius was the first Gentile family that came in. Isn't that right? Cornelius was the first Gentile family that God brought in into the church. Because at first, only Jewish people could be saved. And when God dealt with Peter about the Gentiles being saved, Peter was a little upset, wasn't he? Peter was in Simon the Tanner's house, and he went up on the housetop to pray. And while he was praying, he saw this sheet come down near its four corners and all manner of four-footed beasts and creeping things. And his voice said, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat, or slay and eat." He said, "Not so, Lord. Nothing unclean or common never entered into my mouth." And Jesus said, what I've cleansed, don't you call common. So he brought the Gentiles in. That was Cornelius' household.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Hallelujah.
And we're Gentiles, aren't we?
Amen.
But we're saved by grace through faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saved by grace through faith, because the Jewish people were hard-headed and stubborn. Yes, amen. Amen, brother. Amen. We are too. Amen. Amen, me. Hallelujah.
Yes, we are, my brother.
We are. But God is trying to help us.
Yes, he is.
Isn't that right? I mean, he's trying to. I mean, we sometimes bump our heads so much.
Yes.
My. I said, look out, so ahead. Is that right? I mean, so hard-headed. But God is good. And he's still working. What's that song say? He's still working on me,
yeah,
to make me what I ought to be. How's it go? Yes. I can raise my hand. He's still working on me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But thank God, he wants us to be like him.
Amen.
Isn't that right? That's the reason he came, that we could follow him and be like him. And he taught us the ways of God. Isn't that right? He taught us the ways of God. He chose those 12, and those 12 went out and preached. Thank God. And they stayed faithful to him. All of them died, let's see. All of them died but one, didn't they? I think a martyr's death. I think all of them, I believe, except John. John, you know God is good, isn't it? Simon Peter said to the Lord was talking to Simon Peter on one occasion, and he looked and he saw John. Peter said, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" You know what Jesus said to him? "What is it to you if he tarry till I come? You follow me." In other words, Peter, none of your business, told him in a nice way. Yeah. Hallelujah. You follow me. You do what I call you to do. And that's what we need to do. Do what God called us to do. And we don't have to be jealous one of another. You know why? It's too much to do in God's kingdom. If we'll just stay where God called us, stay on our base, do the job God called us to do, then things will be a lot better in God's kingdom, wouldn't it? Amen. And we love. And I can feel love in this church.
Amen.
I tell you, I feel a lot of love here. But I need a lot of love. Glory.
Amen.
Glory. I thank God for the love of God.
Amen.
I thank God for his people.
Amen.
As Jesus said, Lama Sanda Rama Kuyara Mahanda. Undala Mahanda. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus said, "Love one another as I love you. By this shall all men know. By this shall all men know. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to the other." The love of God, that as Pastor Benjamin mentioned this morning, that agape love, that God love. Thank God. We can only love with that agape love as the Lord loved through us. Isn't that right? It's not a fleshly thing. The flesh can't do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The spirit maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, what? They are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. We have life tonight because we have the Lord Jesus Christ living in us. Isn't that right? So therefore, saints of God, let's let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven, because he's coming soon. Are you looking for him? Are you ready to meet him? My, my, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My, my, my. Hallelujah. He's coming. Ready or not, he's coming. Isn't that right? You better believe it. He's not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works of the darn shall be burned up. It says, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be? In all holy conversation and godliness, looking for the coming of the day of the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. He's coming soon. But he's coming after people that's looking for him, people that's ready to meet him. Thank God, our people and saints of God, let's do our best. Hallelujah. Amen. To cause people to come into God's kingdom. Yes. That's what God wants us to do. Amen. He said, occupy till I come. Isn't that right? Amen, bro. Hallelujah. Occupy until I come. And to occupy until he come, we need to be out there doing God's will. Isn't that right? Not sitting around twiddling our thumbs.
Right.
Saying God's going to do it. God's going to do his part. We got to do our part.
Amen, brother. That's right. God working with us.
Amen. God working with us. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ula Sanda Ramahanda. Oh my God. Uli Erolo Suda Makanda. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord. Stir us up, Lord. Stir me up. Stir us up, Lord God. Break our hearts. Break my heart. Break my spirit, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to do your will, Lord. Help us to be Christians, Father. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make us true witnesses for you, Lord. Bold witnesses for you, Lord. Make us soul winners for you, Lord. He that winneth souls is wise. Isn't that right? Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. He's blessed, isn't he? God wants us to bless his name. Bless his name tonight. You got a song tonight, brother. Glory. Glory, hallelujah. The Bible says, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that do weep. Isn't that right? Praise God. Pray for us, saints. Pray that we'll do the will of God. Thank God for this morning's service. It was a powerful service. It really was. Powerful. Amen. God moved today, Pastor Venable. He tried to let us go home. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We sure will. We sure will pray for this brother here. Pastor Sai, yes. Pastor Sai, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. We will pray for him, Sister Ruth. We'll pray for him. Amen. Want to play that song? That's the song. And then we'll pray. We're going to pray for this brother. All right. The brother that have taken a stand for the Lord, and they got him in prison. And we're going to pray. They said more than 300 days ago, this pastor was sentenced to 8 years in Iran's brutal, my, 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 in this prison. But God is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember when Peter was in jail? God sent an angel, didn't it? Paul and Silas was in jail. God sent an earthquake, didn't it? Amen. We talking about the same God.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Same God.
Praise God.
Changes
amen. 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 Hallelujah. God is so good. Yes, sir, brother. After this song, we're gonna gather and pray for our brother. He's our brother, isn't he? You better believe he is. He's our brother. So we love him.
At the sound of your great name, and all condemned.
Amen. We're gonna pray for Pastor Saeed. Anybody else want prayer tonight? We're gonna pray for Pastor Saeed. I want my wife, my sweetheart, to come up to get prayer. She's battling a cold. And her mother, her mother's sick, you know, and she's having to help her more now because she's just got out of the hospital Friday. And so it's been really keeping my wife really going, keeping her real busy. And she's been battling a cold. So let's pray for her. All right? Let's pray that God would heal her and give her strength.
Yes.
God have given me a real helpmeet.
Amen.
A real wife, a good woman. Amen. Amen. He has. And I really love her. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray for her.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, y'all pray.
Thank you,
Father.
Father, I want to thank you for Sister Rose. Father, I pray that you touch her. From the top of her head, Lord, to the soul. Father, I thank you that healing is the children's bread. Father, I thank you that we're not waiting on it. Now is healing for us, Father. Now is our salvation here. Father God, now we can believe you, Father God. And Father, I thank you that now Sister Rose is healed, Father, from the top of her head, Lord, to the soles of her feet. Father, we will give you the praise. We will give you the honor, Father. And we thank you for our Father. In Jesus' name, Father. Amen. Amen.
Trust me, believe me, for you can depend upon me. Shall honor by my Savior. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, change.
Amen. God is so good. Yes. So good.
Now, anybody else want prayer? Want prayer, Brother Willie? Want prayer? Amen. Amen. God is good. Isn't it? Come on, let's pray, brother.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm on my
mind. I took the test.
Uh-huh.
I took the test. I went to the doctor for my heart. He said it's called a right bundle branch block. He said it was common in people. And then he said something about, it looked like my heart was like swelling. So he said, give me 6 months, come back and see how it is. And then go from there.
All right.
Just thanking God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, it's good.
stare at yourself, my children. Seek my face. Oh, la mahanda, la mahina mahanda. Oh, la mahanda, mahina mahanda. Surely I'm with thee, surely I will keep thee. Handa, la mahanda. Oh, follow me, my children. Follow me, my children.
Shake hands and say, amen. Shake hands with one another and say, God is faithful.